It's fair game.
I knew, so I shared a blonde moment in, you know, honor of our song Juan. And, like, you know, I said, be able to poke fun at yourself. So this is me publicly posting this. I did this to myself. I knew this was going to start coming up in interviews. So when I was in high school, I was kind of a sheltered kid a little bit. So I didn't know a lot of this stuff. Maybe I should have known at a high school age. But I had posted to my Snapchat story, like a little like selfie thumbs up, like just join the Mile High Club. They are fresh off of a trip to the UK for C2C, and they have a song going to radio, y'all. I am so excited. Tiger Lily Gold is here. Ladies, we've got Kendra and Krista. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Okay, I am thrilled to have you here because we got to talk about the new song.
Yes.
Okay. This song is like money. It's gold.
Okay. I see what you did there.
100% gold. I see that you're already converting non-country lovers with this song. Tell us about the song.
Man, I mean, we wrote it. It's really inspired by, we played down on Broadway in Nashville for several years doing the 4-hour cover gigs, you know, 3 to 4 days a week. And so when we were down there, you play songs over and over again, like Man, I Feel Like a Woman, Friends in Low Places. And it doesn't matter if you like country music or not. When those songs come on, the bar, everyone just lights up. And so when we were writing for this project, we were like, we really want a song that kind of encompasses that sort of energy. And so we said, if we're going to write a drinking song, it's going to be about tequila.
It's going to be about tequila.
And we wrote it with Kevin Griffin and David Mezcon. And it was our first write with them. And it was just honestly magic. You know, you can't make that stuff up. You just have to capture it while it's there. And we were super excited to release it. And just the response since January has been overwhelming. There's so many comments like, I'm not a country music fan, but this makes me one.
Exactly.
And I think that kind of stuff is really cool because it's really cool to see our music, you know, transforming people into country music fans.
And it was a lot of fun. We got to play Shoot Tequila. We wrote this a little over a year and a half ago, and it's just finally coming out now. But all of last year, we got to play it out live, kind of test it out, see if people liked it. And it was always a good crowd pleaser, no matter if we were playing it in bars and theaters, any crowd, any audience. Even I was like, well, kids, you're too young for tequila, but, you know, when you're 21.
Exactly. We still get videos of kids going like, one tequila. And I'm like,
oh boy,
this is good, but I feel like a bad influence, but this is funny.
It's country music, we're just so excited to see it connect with everybody. And we just got back from London.
Yes. How was that?
Oh my gosh. It was amazing. I mean, we only got booked for C2C because of Shoot Tequila, because the song is doing so well over in London, in the UK, and even like Australia. So it's going international, which is really cool. We've never felt, you know, that sort of experience before. But London was amazing. I mean, people were like, Tiger Lily Gold, Shoot Tequila. And like, we were like getting into our Ubers and they'd be like, Tiger Lily Gold, one tequila, two tequila. Like, they were yelling it at us. And one night we were at this bar and it wasn't even by the O2. Like we were 45, 50 minutes away. And we had gotten done with a few drinks and they were calling last call and, you know, paying our tab or whatever. And the waitress comes over and she's like, by the way, I love your tequila song. She's like, I just want to be discreet when there's celebrities in here. I was like, oh, you think we're celebrities? Like, do you want to take a picture?
Would you like an autograph?
Yeah. So it's just been so cool. And honestly, I feel like this is really just the start of it. It just went to country radio. So I'm excited to see where this song takes us.
2.5 million streams already?
We hit 3 million on Spotify today.
There you go.
See? I mean, and then overall it has more. But it's definitely our biggest song to date. So super thankful. You know, you want to keep just growing, taking small steps forward. So,
well, I'm excited. I'm hoping we get to play it on my radio station because I heard it and I was like, I want to hear that on my station.
Well, yes,
do. Right, exactly. I'll be calling the program director. Dude.
Hey, we need Tiger Lily Gold, Shoot Tequila now.
That's right. They listen to me once in a while, so that's good.
Okay.
It always helps to have more people kind of whispering, you know.
Exactly.
International hit. Okay.
That's right. Absolutely. Now, you have an EP coming out and another song called Blonde.
That
is exciting, too.
Super off-brand, obviously.
But obviously, Blonde, yes.
were blonde, but when we wrote blonde, we wrote it with a brunette and a strawberry blonde.
Yeah.
So it is approved by all hair colors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We say blonde is a state of mind, though. Yeah. It's really inspired by Dolly Parton. We love her energy. We love how she handles stuff. Like, people can make fun of her, but she turns it around and, like, pokes fun at herself.
Yes. Yeah.
And she helps so many people. And obviously, this is, you know, besides the main fact that she's amazing at what she does, amazing songwriter, singer, all of that. But her persona, I mean, she's a legacy.
Icon. Yeah.
So blonde state of mind, Dolly Parton state of mind. You don't actually have to be blonde to be blonde, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
But we wrote this with Alex Klein and Scott Stepakoff, also kind of a year ago, and we knew we had something super fun, girl anthem, jam. It's definitely in the vein of Shoot Tequila, and it is also the title track for the EP. So blonde state of mind, being bold and confident in who you are. Don't take no crap from anybody, you know what I mean?
That's right.
But we're super excited. Like, it's coming out in a couple hours. I don't know when this will be posted. It's probably already gonna be out.
Yes.
But
yeah, it'll be ready to go. You can
out for the blonde is out for the world to see.
It is. So... That's really funny because what I like to do is I kind of like to stalk you a little bit on your socials. And speaking of being blonde, I want to hear about your blonde moment that you shared on socials.
See,
I was cracking up. I'm sorry.
You're good.
You posted it.
So then it's fair game. If you posted it, it's fair game.
I knew. So I shared a blonde moment in, you know, honor of our song Blonde. And like, you know, I said, be able to poke fun at yourself. So this is me publicly posting this. I did this to myself. I knew this was going to start coming up in interviews.
Exactly.
So when I was in high school, I was kind of a sheltered kid a little bit. So I didn't know a lot of this stuff. Maybe I should have known at a high school age. but I had posted to my Snapchat story, like a little like selfie thumbs up, like just join the Mile High Club. Because I didn't know what it meant. And I thought it meant, like, flying to Denver. Because, you know, Mile High City, Mile High Club, like, duh. So anyways, it was up there for, I don't know, 20. And it was just, that would have been very out of character, like, my character
right.
to post
like, you're not.
Like that. I was, like, 16. I didn't even know what it meant. So, like, again, sheltered child. But one of my friends replied to this and was like, did you mean to post this? And I was like, yeah, it just means, like, flying to Denver. And he's like, no. But yeah, that is, you know, probably my blondest moment.
I love it.
There's more to come.
But there's more to come. Yeah. I like the blonde.
It's going to be a series, part one, part two. And it's going to be all Krista. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have anything you'd like to share?
Oh, man. The one that comes to mind right away is when I was in high school. Did our parents not teach us enough? I don't know.
We're from
North Dakota, and it snowed like a foot. And for some reason, I thought it was a good idea to take a metal shovel to my car to get the snow off.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Let's just say Dad was not happy about that. Oh.
Paint
so,
took a hit.
Yeah. there's many more, but that's the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah,
right.
We're going to chalk that up to being young, not necessarily blonde. I can give you a pass on that one,
Okay. I do have one related to London. This could be the new blonde moment.
Okay.
I actually haven't posted this one yet. This will be the next one.
Okay.
So, also when I was in high school. We've gotten wiser with age, so that's good at least. Apparently, they did not teach us about geography enough. But when I would see pictures of Big Ben, it was always the clock, but also there was those double-decker buses in there as well. So every picture I saw of Big Ben, the double-decker red buses. So for the longest time, I thought Big Ben was the red buses.
Was the buses.
So I like said one time, I was like, yeah, I can't wait to like ride the Big Bens. And they're like, what? Like, I'm like, yeah, like the buses. They're like, no, that's not what Big Ben is.
Not quite,
so
Krista.
I was, you know, properly educated when I went to London.
Yep.
I love this is so good.
Oh, serious. Yeah. We could do an hour of these.
Yeah. It's so good. Okay, so speaking of the socials, we gotta talk about your grandparents. Like they are absolutely priceless.
Yes.
I mean, y'all went viral with them dancing, right?
Yeah. Grandpa's a hit,
right?
Yeah. You know, our grandpa, Bruce, even like long before we were even like going viral on social media, he would like want to do stuff on our social media. Like he thinks he's hilarious and he loves like
he's an entertainer.
Seeing the comments, like, you know, he's like, I'm a star. You know what I mean? and so we were in Arizona for this little event and it was just all like industry people, but we invited our grandparents to come. And so they already felt like very like bougie and cool. And Shoot Tequila had just come out and we're like, You don't have to, but would you guys want to film some videos with us? Because I know my grandpa honestly likes to do it. And they were like, yes. And they were like, okay, so what do you have to do? And like beforehand, we're like, just memorize the one tequila, two tequila, like just that part, memorize it. And I remember being there, our grandpa was like, this better go viral. So it was fun calling him, being like, funny. You are actually viral. Yeah.
Now, how old is he?
83? Yeah. Two or three?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He's getting up there. Like, grandma's like, Bruce, you're doing great, but you got to put your teeth in for the video. You know what I mean? Like,
good. Okay.
But he's a good sport.
Love him. Love him. Yeah.
That's so fun. I say more of grandpa, yes, for sure.
We do have some ideas for them if they're up for it.
And honestly, it's just so fun creating like fun memories with them, and they love it. And,
yeah. Well, we're already a family band, so like I feel like the more we share about our family and who we are, and you know where we come from, who raised us, our grandparents—they're
like also the OG supporters,
right? You know what I mean? Yes. They're the day one fans,
right?
So. Yeah, we keep those.
Yeah,
we keep those close.
Yeah, I love them.
Now, y'all played CMA Fest, and you're playing again this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is exciting. How was CMA Fest for you? Was it last year?
Yeah, it was
amazing. Our first time playing an official stage at CMA Fest.
Yeah.
So obviously, the first time is always like the most exciting, where you've never done it before, and it's all new to you. But we had so much fun. Uh-huh. And this year we're playing the Spotlight stage?
No, Reverb stage.
This was one of those questions.
No, just kidding.
Reverb stage.
Saturday.
Okay, yes. Good. Okay, yeah. Oh, perfect.
Oh, my God, Spotlight stage.
I don't know why you're saying that either.
You just want the Spotlight.
But all I know is CMA Fest, obviously, we're playing some new songs off the record. The fans are always amazing.
Yeah.
But when you play this stage, you get a free pair of Maui Jim sunglasses as well, which also really excites me.
Well, there you go. I can't wait to be there. We're going to be there, too.
Yay!
And so I can't wait to hear that song. You know I'm going to be singing along and dancing.
Oh, you know we're going to be playing some Shoot Tequila, some Blonde, mm-hmm. some all of it.
I can't wait. Well, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to play my world-famous game, Truth or Truth. And you can see the ladies play their new song, an acoustic performance right here at Up and Country. So don't go anywhere.
Now, we all know that sweet tea and country music go hand in hand. So I am super excited to try. This is their new line. This is called Elements. This one is air, prickly pear, and peach white tea. I think I could drink these all day. And I know what you're waiting for. The cap. Did you know? Large raindrops can fall at speeds of 20 miles per hour. And now you know. Thanks, Snapple.
Hey, we're Tiger Lily Gold, and this is our new song, Shoot Tequila.
You've always been a whole lot of trouble, but it's a kind I like getting in. So we might as well make it a double. Yeah, you know how the two of us get. We're dancing on the bar, ain't a pretty sight. And I'ma blame you when you get us in a fight. I shoot tequila, didn't wanna see you, but I love the taste of you on my lips. Cause after one or two, I feel you get me in the mood to move my shake, shake, Shakira hips. I know I shouldn't do it, but I don't remember why. Such a bad influence, but you're looking good tonight. I shoot tequila, you're good at what you do, tequila. And it goes like one tequila, two tequila, three tequila more. If I had a little sense, I would have stopped at four. Instead of cursing your name on the bathroom floor, swear to God I won't drink tequila no more. But mama didn't raise no quitter. Giddy up, line him up, knock him back, throw back. Well, for more, can you pour a little quicker? About to cut a rug, call my ex, talk some trash. Whoops, we be getting loco everywhere we go, go. Here's a problem, you or me, I don't know. I shoot tequila, didn't want to see you, but I love the taste of you on my lips. Cause after one or two, I feel it. Get me in the mood to move my shake, shake, Shakira hips. I know I shouldn't do it, but I don't remember why. Such a bad influence, but you're looking good tonight. I shoot tequila, you're good at what you do, tequila. And it goes like one tequila, two tequila, three tequila more. If I had a little sense, I would have stopped at four. Instead of cursing your name on the bathroom floor, swear to God I won't drink tequila no more. Come on. Woo. we might as well shoot tequila. Yeah, I shoot tequila. Didn't want to see it, but love the taste of you on my lips. Cause I don't want to chew up it. Get me in my boots and move my shake, shake, Shakira hips. I know I shouldn't do it, but I don't remember why. Such a bad influence, but you look a good time night. I shoot tequila. You're good at what you do, tequila. And it goes like one tequila, two tequila, three tequila more. If I had a little sense, I would have stopped at four. Said a curse in your name on the bathroom floor. Swear to God I won't drink tequila no more.
Thank you.
It's Truth or Truth.
All right, it is time for my world-famous game, Truth or Truth, with Tiger Lily Gold. Ladies, are you ready to play?
I'm yes. ready. So
okay.
ready. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have you pick a question, and then you can answer, and then you can answer.
Okay. Have you ever accidentally hit something or someone with your car?
Well, you me answer first?
Yeah.
Oh, not
oh, am I supposed to answer? Or
both of you. Both?
I've hit a garage.
Well, yeah, I've never hit
home. I never hit a person.
No.
I've hit a person's car. I went to school at Belmont University, and the parking garages are really small. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's been a pole or two, wall or two that have hit.
Our garage back in North Dakota ran straight into.
Mm-hmm. My Chevy's taking a couple little dents.
And for some reason, we still let her drive the most.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
So, yeah. But it's all been, like, fender. You know what I mean? It's been, like, very low impact hitting of stuff. So,
right.
How about you, Kendra? Ever hit anything?
No, I'm a A-plus driver.
A-plus oh no!
Driver. One time it was really snowy in North Dakota, and I hit a tree head on.
No, nothing but just a tree.
It really wasn't my fault, you know. So
the tree just jumped out at you.
This big old tree, you know, just came out of nowhere. So yeah.
And we also learned about you know, not using a metal shovel on the mm-hmm. car.
Yeah, well, don't do that.
Same day, no.
No.
Yep.
Shoot. Go. Yeah.
Whoa.
Nice. She got some flair up in there.
Yeah.
All right, your turn, dear.
Okay. Ooh, what's the best advice someone has ever given you? I actually know what mine is.
Mm, you go then.
This really pertains to live music and live performance. But one of the best pieces of advice I've been given from one of our bass players. His name is Scott Pope. He's like, hey, I don't know who told me this, but the audience owes you nothing. You're there to entertain and give to them. So whatever you can give them, like it helps the performance. So like, don't expect anything out of the audience. You give it to them and they're going to give it back. Mm-hmm. So it's really helped us in whatever crowd we're in. We just do our best and then mm-hmm. people are happy and smiling back.
Yeah. I love that.
Good advice.
Yeah. I feel like when you were saying that, it reminded me of the best advice, I feel like we were both given this advice too, but to only control what you can and don't worry about the other things. Like control in our career, how we can sing, how we can write, play, but there's so much that's out of our control. So to just let that be and focus on what you can control. Exactly.
That's great advice for anyone.
Yeah.
Oh, we have to work on that. You need to
flip,
the next one. Okay, we'll do one more.
Okay, Kendra, go for it.
This feels like a good one. Okay.
Oh, it's an either
or. Oh, this is easy. Cold weather or warm weather? Can we all answer?
Yes, go ahead.
Warm weather.
And it goes well with tequila.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. On the beach, sipping a little margarita.
Yeah. So beach, for a vacation, what would be your best vacation? Where would you like to go?
Anywhere.
we don't take many vacations.
I've really haven't been to that many different beaches. We grew up in North Dakota, which is extremely landlocked. So,
but honestly, I love the mountains and I love being in the but if I'm in a cabin with like a fireplace,
you know what I mean?
So Montana, Colorado, but you know, a little Florida beach.
Hey, I really like San Diego too. I want to go back
there. Arizona. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bora Bora. If we're talking like big,
well,
you know.
Well, why not? We're dreaming, right?
Australia.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
There you go.
Never been.
No.
We should.
And down under.
And you guys are popular there.
The song's doing well over there, so hopefully
I have to go play over there.
Make a trip there soon.
I think so. And if you need anybody to carry a guitar, I'm available.
Okay, personal assistant.
Yes, yeah. I'm right there with you.
Perfect.
Yes, no problem. Well, ladies, I want to thank you so much for being here. If you guys don't follow Tiger Lily Gold, go find them right now. Their new song, Shoot Tequila, is out, as well as Blonde. So we got lots of music from Tiger Lily Gold. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching Up in Country. Be sure to like and subscribe and leave us a comment. We do new episodes every Tuesday, and be sure to follow Up in Country on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And you can follow me too, at Sue Bonzel on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.